You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of August, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by Aaron Jacobs, who's a senior service hydrologist with the Weather Service. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And let's start off with the wet weather we just got done with over the weekend. What can you tell us about that atmospheric river that dumped some water on us?
Yeah, so we did have a weaker atmospheric river kind of move through the region, starting last Friday, and then it kind of moved out by Saturday night into Sunday morning. And it did produce a fair amount of precipitation. There was like two bursts, one on Friday, and then again another one on Saturday. And about for both of those bursts, we got about 1.5 to 2 inches of rain out of that, with the most on Saturday of over 1 inch. And that heavy rain did produce some large rises on our rivers. Falls Creek there and Petersburg did get pretty high, but it stayed within its banks and didn't cause any flooding or any overflow.
Okay. And that's the case around the region? You didn't see other flooding events from that?
Yeah, that's true. We there was definitely some high water, but there was no flooding that took place. Everything just got all the rivers really spiked up fairly high, but everything stayed within their banks.
For the most part, just the snowpack's gone around the region, so just dealing with rain at this point, right?
Yeah, right now we're just dealing with rain. There's not much. There is some snow still up there, but nothing as significant as we had earlier in the season. But we are getting into our wetter time of the year, especially as we get into latter part of August and then into September and October. So we'll probably start seeing more wetter systems and more stronger systems start moving into the region in the next couple weeks and into September, as we typically see as we kind of move into early fall.
Okay. Well, how about this week? We're enjoying a spell of nice sunny skies, some cool nights. How long does this last?
That's right. Yeah, so we're going to kind of see this drier conditions, at least in the Petersburg area. Then further north, we're actually seeing some rain right now. But it's going to stay fairly dry for the Petersburg area through towards most of this week. Looks like chances of precipitation does move back into the region over the weekend. So if you're a weekend warrior, you might be a little bit soggy out there this weekend, but it doesn't look like it's going to be too heavy at this time, but it does look like it's not going to be as dry as what we're going to be seeing the next couple of days.